Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few moments of inspiration and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Today I woke up, and as usual, there is joy in my heart. I am on my new headset. Thanks to Amazon, let's just say they are some amazing people. My headset went out and I couldn't see what to do with it. My son tried to work his golden touch and it seemed to work some kind of way when he was here, but when I tried to look at it again, I couldn't figure it out and I was like, Lord, this is not going to work for me. So I called Amazon and they were fantastic. Let's just say that. I was not expecting them to send me a new headset. I was just expecting for them to tell me what button or to help me get in contact with the manufacturer. And they just really went above and beyond. And so as I was sitting here today, I was thinking, you know, you're kind of good at complaining when your flame is lit. What about being good with just, you know, praising and thanking people when they choose to make a difference in your life and they don't have to, right? And so, you know, I like to call or ask for a manager and say thank you when someone goes out of their way and do things for me that they don't have to do, especially when it makes a huge difference. But lately, I realized I haven't done that as much. And, you know, it made me think about the fact that I'm not stopping and telling people thank you. I tell the person I'm talking to thank you, but I really like to escalate it to the next level so that it's put a mark somewhere on their file, or perhaps it makes a difference in their review, or they just get an aha attaboy on the back, whatever it is. Because I think that we all need to be recognized. Now, some people don't want to shop at places I shop. I have to shop where it's convenient for me. I can call them, tell them I got a problem, I need this, they'll put it in my cart. It makes it easier for me when I can't find something. So whether you're a fan or not, that's not my issue. And a lot of people have issues with who has unions and who doesn't have unions and all that stuff. My point to you today is that people do little things for us every day and we don't often stop and do something extra for them. And I think we've gotten used to that in customer service where we just go, okay, we had a really good experience with that company, not realizing that we had a really good experience with their employee. And that for me is bigger than the company, because I don't believe that these companies we've gotten used to can be as good as they are unless they hire good people. Now, you know, it's a little different with small businesses because most of the time, you know, everyone they hire has been vetted and they're usually very good people. But when you get these huge companies that are just, you know, they don't even know half the people on their staff, it's important to let them know when there is really a good person. And so, you know, I think I'm going to make a call back today and just see if they'll let me talk to someone or tell me where I can leave a message or something. Because I appreciate whoever that person was. And look, I think his name was David, because I remember for a day or two, I was thinking everybody's name was David. So I think that was the guy who made the difference for me. But my point to you is this. If someone is making your life a little easier, you know, let them know that. Even if it's something small. You know, I was talking with my son yesterday, and I was telling him how thankful I was for what he does for me. You know, I have two sons, and I have one who makes the choice to really just show up for me in ways that he doesn't have to. Now, both of my sons will do anything they can for me, and they love me deeply. And, you know, one is a family man, the other one is a amazing single gentleman. Ladies, he is an amazing single gentleman. But he just shows up and fixes my world all the time. Now, the two of them can coordinate and come together and they'll fix my world too. But it made me realize that sometimes people shine just because of what's in their heart. And they don't expect anything for it. And I think sometimes those people do it so often that they don't even realize the value they add to other people's lives. And I remember seeing a post one year. Yeah, it was a post on Facebook I listened to about this young lady who had done the same thing. She had pretty much kind of almost put her life on hold. She was still working and doing everything she could, but she stepped in and she took care of her mother who was ailing. And so, you know, I think that we have these silent heroes around us all the time that we've just become used to expecting that they'll save us. And, you know, of course, it's first of all our duty to save ourselves. And in addition to that, it's our duty to give people their flowers while they're here, and they can smell them, they can hold them, they can touch them, feel them, and they can appreciate them. And so, you know, you hear that often, and what that means for people who are not aware, it just means you show people you love them while they're here versus crying when they're gone. At least that's what I get out of it. So, you know, if you've got someone in your life that's making things easier for you, you know, let them know that you appreciate it. And yeah, it's just a quick moment with you today. One, because I have a voice. Two, because I'm loving this new headset. And three, because I'm just grateful. So I'm appreciating you, and I want you to know that. Thank you for hanging in there with me and continuing to listen. I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a blessed evening of peace. If someone's giving you flowers, stop, take a moment, let that sink in, and realize you are worthy and you are appreciated. All right, until we speak again, be well. Goodbye.